Welcome to another exciting episode, where today we kick off with insights from TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. David George from Andreessen Horowitz is set to share his thoughts on the future of going public. Let's dive right in.
David George is poised to shed light on the evolving landscape of IPOs at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. He'll be discussing the critical factors that startups need to consider when planning their public debut, especially in today's unpredictable market.
I can't help but wonder, what are the key elements that George believes founders should focus on before going public?
George emphasizes the importance of strategic preparation well before an IPO. He'll highlight the shifting dynamics of IPO timing, the rise of secondary markets, and investor expectations. It's not just about reaching an exit, but being ready for it in a strategic manner.
This reminds me of how market conditions can significantly affect a company's public debut. What broader implications does George see for the tech industry?
The broader implication is that startups must be more adaptable and informed about market trends. As George will discuss, the tech industry is seeing a transformation in how companies approach going public, demanding more strategic foresight.
Speaking of strategic insights, let's move on to Kathy Gao's session at TechCrunch Allstage, where she's bringing the real playbook for raising Series C-plus funding.
Kathy Gao is set to provide invaluable advice on raising Series C-plus funding at TechCrunch Allstage. With her experience at Sapphire Ventures, she knows how the rules have changed and how founders can navigate today's competitive environment.
What are some of the strategies Gao recommends for founders looking to scale their businesses?
Gao will focus on cutting through the noise to land deals. She'll share insights from her experiences with companies like CultureAmp and Gusto, emphasizing the importance of understanding new market dynamics and investor expectations.
I find it fascinating how these strategies can reshape the funding landscape. What impact does this have on founders and investors?
This shift means founders need to be more proactive and informed, while investors must adapt to new benchmarks of success. Gao's insights will help bridge this gap, fostering more effective partnerships.
From funding strategies to productivity tools, let's explore the best iPad apps designed to boost productivity and simplify our daily tasks.
Aisha Malik from TechCrunch brings us a list of top iPad apps that can enhance productivity. With Apple's iPads now functioning like computers, these apps offer innovative ways to organize life and stay focused.
What are some standout apps that users should consider?
GoodNotes is a popular choice for note-taking, allowing users to write and organize notes easily. It's perfect for those who prefer a handwritten approach, seamlessly integrating with Apple's ecosystem.
These tools can truly transform how we manage our tasks. How do they impact productivity in personal and professional settings?
By offering streamlined ways to organize and focus efforts, these apps enhance both personal and professional productivity. They cater to diverse needs, from creative tasks to detailed organization.
Now, let's shift gears to Nothing's latest release, their first over-the-ear headphones, the $299 Headphone 1.
Nothing has launched its first over-the-ear headphones, designed in collaboration with KEF. Priced at $299, these headphones feature a sleek, transparent design and offer adaptive noise canceling and spatial audio.
What makes these headphones stand out in the crowded audio market?
The collaboration with KEF ensures high-quality audio, while features like adaptive bass enhancement and dynamic head tracking offer a lifelike listening experience. The tactile button controls add to the user-friendly design.
It's interesting how design and technology converge here. What does this mean for audiophiles and tech enthusiasts?
These headphones cater to audiophiles seeking both style and substance. They reflect a growing trend where design innovation meets advanced audio technology, setting new standards in the industry.
From cutting-edge audio to leadership changes, let's talk about Nikita Beer's new role as head of product at X.
Nikita Beer has been appointed as the new head of product at X, bringing his entrepreneurial spirit and growth hacking expertise to the table. Known for founding apps like Gas and TBH, Beer is set to drive product innovation at X.
How does Beer's background influence his approach to product development at X?
Beer's experience with teen-focused apps and his advisory role at the Solana Foundation position him to leverage social media dynamics and create hyper-relevant timelines. His insights will be crucial in fostering user engagement.
I can't wait to see how his strategies unfold. What broader trends does this appointment reflect in social media?
It highlights the importance of integrating user feedback and innovative features to maintain relevance. Beer's appointment underscores a shift towards more interactive and personalized social media experiences.
Moving from social media to app development, Threads is introducing its own direct messaging feature. Let's explore what this means for users.
Threads is rolling out direct messaging, allowing users to communicate without switching to Instagram. This feature includes basic chat capabilities and aims to enhance user engagement by providing a more tailored experience.
What are the initial features users can expect from Threads DMs?
At launch, Threads DMs support one-on-one chats, preset emoji reactions, and spam reporting. Future updates will bring more advanced features like group messaging and inbox filters.
This move seems like a strategic step. How does it align with Threads' broader goals?
By creating a distinct messaging platform, Threads aims to differentiate itself from Instagram, fostering a unique community and enhancing user interaction on its own terms.
Speaking of enhancements, Google's data center energy use has doubled in 4 years. Let's delve into the implications of this increase.
Google's data centers have seen a dramatic rise in energy consumption, doubling over 4 years to 30.8 million megawatt hours in 2024. This raises concerns about the environmental impact and challenges Google's commitment to carbon-free operations.
What measures is Google taking to address these sustainability challenges?
Google is committed to using carbon-free energy sources, but the rapid growth of its data centers complicates this goal. The company is exploring innovative solutions to balance expansion with environmental responsibility.
This is a critical issue for the tech industry. How does it reflect broader trends in tech sustainability?
It underscores the urgent need for sustainable practices as tech companies scale. The industry must innovate to meet energy demands while minimizing environmental impact, setting a precedent for responsible growth.
From energy challenges to funding successes, Remark has raised $16 million to develop human-powered expert models for e-commerce. Let's explore this innovative approach.
Remark is leveraging human experts to enhance AI models for e-commerce, resulting in a 10% net revenue gain for partners. The $16 million Series A funding will support team expansion and model training.
How does Remark's approach differ from traditional AI models in e-commerce?
Unlike models relying solely on data, Remark integrates human expertise to train its AI, offering personalized and informed recommendations. This hybrid approach enhances user experience and drives revenue growth.
It's fascinating how human expertise is being integrated with AI. What impact does this have on the e-commerce landscape?
Remark's model represents a shift towards more personalized and effective e-commerce solutions, potentially setting new standards for customer interaction and satisfaction in the industry.
Now, let's talk about Genesis AI, which has launched with $105 million in seed funding to build AI models for robots. This is a significant development in robotics.
Genesis AI aims to create a general-purpose AI model for robots, supported by a $105 million seed round. Co-led by Eclipse and Kosla Ventures, the funding will advance their mission to automate tasks across various domains.
What challenges does Genesis AI face in developing these models?
Training AI models for robotics requires real-world data, which is costly and time-consuming. Genesis AI plans to overcome this by using synthetic data, leveraging their proprietary technology to accelerate development.
This approach could revolutionize robotics. What broader implications does this have for the industry?
Genesis AI's work could lead to significant advancements in robotic automation, making it feasible across various industries. This could redefine efficiency and productivity in sectors ranging from manufacturing to healthcare.
In regulatory news, the U.S. Senate has removed the controversial AI moratorium from the budget bill. Let's discuss the implications of this decision.
The Senate's decision to remove the AI moratorium allows for continued AI development and deployment. This move has significant implications, as it prevents a patchwork of state regulations that could hinder innovation.
Why was there such strong opposition to the AI moratorium?
Opponents argued that the moratorium would stifle innovation and harm consumers by allowing powerful AI companies to operate with little oversight. The bipartisan opposition highlights the need for balanced regulation.
This decision sets the stage for future AI policies. What does this mean for the AI industry?
It emphasizes the importance of thoughtful regulation that fosters innovation while protecting consumers. The industry must continue to engage with policymakers to shape effective and fair AI regulations.
In acquisition news, Grammarly has acquired the AI email client Superhuman. Let's explore how this acquisition enhances Grammarly's offerings.
Grammarly's acquisition of Superhuman aims to integrate advanced AI features into email communication. This move will enhance Grammarly's productivity suite, offering new tools for professional collaboration.
What are the potential benefits of this acquisition for Grammarly users?
With Superhuman, Grammarly can provide a more comprehensive productivity solution, incorporating AI-driven email management. This offers users seamless integration of communication and productivity tools.
It's exciting to see these capabilities coming together. How does this reflect broader trends in AI integration?
This acquisition reflects a trend towards more integrated and intelligent productivity solutions. By combining AI capabilities across platforms, companies can offer more cohesive and efficient user experiences.
From acquisitions to automation, Amazon has deployed its 1,000,000th robot and released a new generative AI model. Let's delve into these milestones.
Amazon has reached a milestone with 1 million robots in its warehouses and introduced DeepFleet, a generative AI model. This model optimizes robot coordination, enhancing efficiency in Amazon's operations.
How does DeepFleet improve Amazon's warehouse operations?
DeepFleet coordinates robot routes more efficiently, reducing congestion and improving delivery speed. This enhances operational efficiency, allowing Amazon to meet increasing demand with precision.
These advancements highlight Amazon's commitment to automation. What impact does this have on the logistics industry?
Amazon's innovation set a benchmark for logistics, demonstrating the potential of AI and automation to revolutionize supply chains. This could lead to more widespread adoption of similar technologies across the industry.
Now, let's explore Clyda Martiro's session at TechCrunch All Stage, where she discusses securing funding for AI startups.
Clyda Martiro will lead a session on securing funding for AI startups at TechCrunch All Stage. She'll address the disconnect between traditional metrics and the needs of AI-native startups, offering strategies for attracting forward-thinking investors.
What key insights does Martiro offer for AI founders seeking investment?
Martiro emphasizes the importance of framing growth stories that resonate with modern investors. She advises founders to focus on demonstrating early traction and aligning with investors who understand AI's unique potential.
Her insights are crucial in this evolving landscape. How does this reflect broader trends in venture capital?
It highlights a shift towards more nuanced evaluation criteria for AI startups. Investors are increasingly looking for innovative approaches and are willing to support startups that challenge traditional metrics.
Finally, let's discuss X's pilot program allowing AI chatbots to generate community notes. This is an intriguing development in user engagement.
X is testing a feature where AI chatbots generate community notes, enhancing user engagement and information accuracy. This initiative leverages AI to improve community interactions and content reliability.
How does this program enhance the community notes feature?
AI chatbots can quickly generate context for posts, streamlining the fact-checking process. This ensures timely and accurate information is available, fostering a more informed community.
This could significantly impact content accuracy. What broader implications does this have for social media platforms?
It represents a step towards more reliable and transparent information sharing on social media. Platforms adopting similar features can enhance user trust and engagement, setting a new standard for community-driven content.
That's a wrap for today's episode. We've covered a range of exciting developments, from IPO insights to AI innovations and e-commerce advancements. Stay tuned for more tech insights next time.